What you see now in the second man.
Instant illumination. How many times have you opened up your eyes and looked out in the morning and saw everything around you and you thought to yourself, oh, another day. And when that happens, the best thing for you to do is to crawl back in bed, you know? Because if you get up and you go out, you're going to be having a very interesting day. Of course, you can change that. You can say to yourself, I'm going to have a wonderful day. You put the positive cause in motion for having a wonderful day, and then you begin to have a wonderful day. But it's up to you what kind of day you're going to have. No matter what it is, no matter who it is, no matter where it is, it's up to you what kind of day you're going to have. Because you're the creator of your world, you're the creator of your day. Now, we've talked about this for several days now. And we've talked about what you see out there is what you are in here. And if you see out there a bad day, then it's a bad day inside. So how do you get a good day when you see a bad day? You change your attitude inside. And your attitude is a simple thing to change. You just get put on another coat. You put on your happiness coat. You put on your goodness coat. Now, if you have a bad feeling and you feel rough, you feel like you've maybe been out partying too much the night before or something like that, and so you want to get yourself in the right track. So what do? If you have kids, you go and play on the floor with them. Kids are the most uplifting things in the world when you get down and play with them. And I have a dog, a big dog this big, a golden retriever. And every morning I take that golden retriever in my arms, and under his chest and under his belly, and I snuggle him and I say, I love you, I love you, I love you, Rex, you're wonderful, Rex, you're wonderful. Wouldn't you like to have somebody do that to you? Yeah, I love you, I love you, I love you, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. And Rex says, more, more. He doesn't walk away, he doesn't run away. He says, more, more, more. Well, if you have children, then give them that unconditional love, or wife or husband, give unconditional love. And your whole day changes. Your whole attitude about everything changes. Your whole world changes. You become a loving center of peace and goodness, and everybody just looks at you and says, wow, what a great person you are. But this is that instant illumination that happens when you take care of yourself. If you are unhappy about anything, immediately turn it around, because unhappiness eats away at you and takes away all of the goodness that's in you and makes you feel very unhappy, very uptight. So you can do something very easily. And if you don't have any children of your own, then talk to the neighbor children and talk to the neighbor parents. I wouldn't suggest you go and hug your neighbor's wife, because they might not understand that. But you can hug and you can love. And if you have a pet, well, say, you know, I had one woman, she was in a nursing home, and she didn't like her children. They were all grown, of course. But she had four puppy dogs, you know, little play dogs on her bed. And I said, Lydia, these four dogs are your four children. This is each one, I named them by name. And I said, now take them and hug them in your arms. And she, you know, she just threw aside certain ones. I said, that's not very nice. They need your love, too. And so she took it begrudgingly and hugged it a little. And I said, I want you to take your four puppies to bed with you every night. And before you go to sleep, you hug each one and say, I love you. And when you wake up in the morning, you take each one and by name say, Janet, I love you. Say, whatever their names are. I love you, I love you, I love you, you know. And she started doing that. She didn't tell me she did it, but she started doing it. I saw her a year later, and she was still the same crotchety lady. Well, then her daughter went in to visit her at the rest home, and every morning before she went to work, the daughter went in there. And the daughter stood at the foot of her bed while her mother was still sleeping most of the time and said, Mother, I love you. You're wonderful. It's easy to love when she's sleeping. I love you. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. You're glorious. I love you. I love you. And then after 5 or 10 minutes, she'd walk out and go to work. Sometimes her mother was awake and sometimes she wasn't. Within 1 month, that mother flipped. And she started to love her four children. She started to have a smile on her face. She started to live beautifully. Now she's in this nursing home where she has care that she needs. But there's an opera singer, a man, who is in there too. And he fell in love with her. He thinks she's just the greatest person on earth. You know, her daughter helped to make that. And so he comes and sings to her all the time and does these things. You see, we never know the planting of seeds in the mother, how it's going to help other people and how it's going to spread throughout the world. Our instant illumination is so fantastic. Seed planting is so beautiful. And that's what all of you have been doing in your life up to now. You've been planting seeds. And the seed brought you where you are now as the beautiful beings that you are. Each one of you, every one of you, beautiful being. But is there an area you'd like to improve? Well, then take that area and snuggle it. Take that area and love it. Take that area and tell that area you love it, you love it, you love it. That area can be that your house is never cleaned. Mentally visualize that every time you come home, the house is in order. If the food isn't served right, or if something isn't done properly, the kids are doing something not right, you just say, all is in divine order. And then you walk in and you treat all of them as though they are in divine order. And you'll be amazed at how beautifully they respond to that. It's a program that works. It's a program that really works wonderful. And it's a good instant illumination for each of us. I know I use it myself regularly. My dog Rex and the other dogs and the people on campus. I've got people living on campus who've been there 30 years. They're monks and what have you. And they get a little tired of each other, you know, living so close together for so long. And they get irritable. And so I have to put on a program for them. I say, start loving yourself, yourself, yourself. And when you love yourself, then you'll love the others. And it's amazing how all the irritations fall away when they start loving themselves. But to teach them and to train them and to encourage them to love themselves is a full-time job. But I don't care. I love me, and so I love everybody. And if there's anybody that doesn't love themselves, if anybody on campus ever doesn't love themselves, I say, I love you. And they say, how can you love me? I'm being mean to you. I said, you think you're being mean to you. You're being mean to yourself. I said, you're the one that goes home with a grouchy stomach, not me. I go home with a sweet stomach. I'm a happy guy. And that's what it's all about. And that's what life's all about. And that's what a good instant illumination for each of us is all about. Have a lovely day. I love you.